subscribers, followers, and all kinds of cool people who just stumbled on this. With you, as always, I'm Top Toes.
And I am your big-footed co-host, Annie. Thank you for listening to the Oh Those Toes podcast, sponsored by our friends at Crowfoot Jewelry, where they hand make and create beautiful custom jewelry. Please head over to their Instagram at Crowfoot Jewelry.
Awesome. Awesome. So I haven't talked to you in a bit. How you been?
I've been really good, actually. Yeah, there's a lot going on. But you know, I'm a busy person.
Haven't talked to you because I've been being a busy person too.
Yeah. I mean, we lead full lives, right? In addition to our 9-to-5s, we also have our part-time jobs, which is our social media and shit like that. So, and our podcast. So,
yeah. And then I got a few other things I belong to. Been accused of being a joiner. You know, always accused of joining this organization, that organization. Another friend of mine says, you're the busiest, interesting person I know.
You know, I really wish that we could discuss all of the groups and organizations that you're involved in, because none of them are self-serving. And they're all super fucking cool. Like, if people knew, they would think you're even cooler than you are now. Like, they would just be like, man, that guy's fucking badass.
Well, so the inner circle knows. The listeners just constantly hear me say, I'm so busy and I never get to talk to you. But that's why we have a podcast. I get to talk to you
exactly,
and they get to
why.
Listen.
Because we'd catch up, you know, we'd spend an hour together. We'd catch up and talk all this cool shit and, you know.
Well, we've got a lot of catching up to do today because although I've been busy, you've been a much more interesting kind of busy.
Well, you know, I definitely, my week started off super fucking awesome. Normally Mondays I work like in the medical field. So I work really long hours, right? Like it's 12-hour days on Mondays. And I took the majority of the day off and I had my first collaboration with my, who are now my dear friends, the Diva Tour, right? So it was Goddess Rhonda, Goddess Marcy, and Stacy Phoenix.
She hasn't been promoted to goddess yet?
I think everybody knows she's a goddess and she just doesn't need to put that in front of her name.
No, apparently, officially, they're all divas. Is it like divastour.tv is their Instagram? I did just realize they've got their own.
They actually created that not too long ago. But yeah,
divas.tv. We'll have to link it.
Yes, definitely worth watching. But, you know, we were talking about, like, the podcast and how we used to spend an hour together and think, like, we really need to record some of this shit, right? Well, that's the same thing with them. Except ours is audio and theirs is visual. But they lead such interesting fetishy lives. They really do need to have cameras on them all the time.
Well, Rhonda talked about cameraing the Diva House. So if right? she ever makes that happen.
they really should. It's not all hype. They really should. And it's not all like, you know, it's not like a one fucking big giant orgy. Like, it's just interesting shit. Like, they are very interesting people. So, you know, Goddess Rhonda, everybody had the opportunity to get to know. And Stacy Phoenix is actually local to me. She's about an hour away from me, so I'm sure I'll get to see her more often. And then her partner lives with her partner, and he is actually so his name is Souls Scream or Souls_Scream. And it's Phoenix Stacy, not Stacy Phoenix. We lose so many pages. We just sort of lose track of, you know.
You were Latina Cutie Toes 0 through 12 and now any Cutie Toes and any Cutie Nails and any podcaster. Hell,
I'm
a long time ago
to...
I was Nylons_Jeans, but I never lost the page. I just reinvented.
I know I'm gonna keep the any in there like forever now, I think. But there was just too many Latinas. I needed to like separate myself from
there was Latina lookalikes, except they didn't look alike. They just, their names looked like yours. It was bad.
Right. Yeah.
But okay. So we digress as we get into naming conventions in the Instagram world. So you're out there with, no, they're out in your neck of the woods. So it's Goddess Rhonda, Phoenix Stacy, Goddess
Marcy.
Phoenix Stacy's partner, Soul Scream, right. Yourself, Mr. Soul, Lift.
Soul Scream was not here with us, but I was just saying, like, they're local to me, and he's a producer. Gotcha. So I'm sure I'll meet up with him eventually. But no, so it was just the four girls, and my wonderful husband, who was such a good sport. And let me tell you, I know that a lot of people would have wanted to be a fly on the wall, because they did a really good job. I called them corruptors. Like, they did a really good job of corrupting me and making me do shit that I was normally not comfortable with. Right.
And well, we don't like I don't like the word making, but I based on the tone of your voice and the laughter, we're not saying making. But,
not making. Let's just say, like, they helped me be more comfortable with coming out of my shell, you know. So let me just, first of all, shout out to all the girls, because they work really hard. They really do. And you know, because I'm such good friends with Goddess Rhonda, like, by extension, like, I got to know them, and you know, it was really great. So we spent most of the day together, and we had a couple different shoots. You know, my husband was a prop. It was a lot of fun, you know.
The side of it I saw was, and can we mention his new page? Is that cool?
Yeah.
So the side of it I saw was his new Instagram project, Bottom Drawer Photos, which, you know, obviously we know his subject matter very well. It's 99% Annie's feet, which, you know, we all love that. But, you know, exploring the art of photography there, and looks like he's having a good time. I'm enjoying being a follower of his. So through Bottom Drawer Photography, I'm a fly on the wall to some degree of you as an impromptu member of the Divas tour.
And I was really honored, because, you know, they called it they're starting this new, like, it's a little show, like, they're start, like, that's why they started Diva Tour TV. It's a little show where they kind of basically travel, I think, the world eventually, but right now it's been mostly US. So they travel the country and they meet different people, and they call them guest divas. So, like, they had my name, you know, up on the little, it reminded me of, like, the old movie theaters where you put the letters in and the lights.
Oh,
you know?
Yes, they got a mini marquee.
That's what it is. Got a little mini marquee, and the lights up in the back. And that doesn't come across in the pictures, but it's so adorable. And, you know, it was like guest diva any, and, like, put it by our feet. And then they interviewed me. And I was surprisingly nervous. And I say surprisingly because I'm so comfortable on the podcast, you know?
Yes, you are a professional. And we've been interviewed before. We've been on podcasts. We trade on the podcast tour, as it were. But in the presence of such royalty or deity, really, I guess, since they're all goddesses.
You
started to get little fluttery. That's funny.
I did. I was nervous. But so they interviewed me a little bit. Goddess Marcy is from Brazil, and so she's a really thick, beautiful accent. But, you know, was like having to concentrate and make sure that I understood what she was trying to say, you know. Phenomenal. She's got the you know, getting to know them was a really great experience, because they're just so phenomenal. Like, she's the master's in education, and she's a teacher. And, like, it's just amazing.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I saw that on one of her posts. She did a little, like, I got to only see the teaser from the teacher something video that probably is not appropriate for Instagram in its totality. Right. So, yeah, I did get to hear her voice. And in the comments of that little video clip, she did mention that she's actually a teacher by trade or by education and background.
Right. No. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's really, like, they're just all very impressive women. And so, you know, they're like all wearing matching outfits. And I'm like, hey, like, why didn't you guys tell me this? Like, I stick out like a sore thumb. And they're like, oh, we have some for you. Like, do you want to change? Do you want to put it on? I was like, what? It was really sweet. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, they're a group, so I didn't want to, like, I just kept my own clothes on. But, you know.
Did you keep your own clothes on?
Mostly, yeah, yeah. We ended up just kind of all hanging out in our panties the rest of the day.
That's what I was alluding to.
Yeah. So, I mean, my own clothes came off, but I didn't put anybody else's on. And yeah.
I don't think you were expecting me to remember that I had foreknowledge of some of your story. So,
well, I mean,
oh my God, when you talked to me, because you did talk to me a little bit right after that, and your tone was so giddy, and I was like, wow, okay.
Well, it was super fun. It was super exciting. Like, and it's there's something to say about, you know, doing something that you didn't think that you would do, right? Because I'm comfortable being photographed and I'm comfortable being dirty and nasty and all that shit. But I don't do photos of my body. Like, I just don't do that. And partly it's because, you know, I'm trying to maintain, like, I want to be able to tell my family and children, like, no, I'm not a porn star. I just show my feet, right? So part of it is that. And then the other part is just that I'm just not that kind of a person. Like, I'm pretty modest when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, I don't wear bathing suits out. I don't wear itty bitty shorts. I don't wear like crop tops, like none of that stuff. And even at my thinnest and fittest, I didn't do that kind of stuff. So, you know, so like they were like, well, let's take this kind of picture. And I was like, yeah, I don't really do that kind of picture. And it was great to push boundaries without feeling pressure. And that's what I was trying to get to. Like, it wasn't like they pressured me into doing this or I felt pressured to do this. Now, my husband, that's a whole nother story.
Well, I think we have made no bones, and he has made no bones about the fact that he's kind of a horn dog. So, yeah. You know, he was kidding a candy store, I'm sure.
Well, a little bit, you know, but then it turned into this like big production. Like, we were supposed to do a video with Phoenix Stacy. Like, she requested to be able to use him for a custom video. And he was like, yeah, I'm okay with that. But he assumed like his body was just going to be used and, you know, or parts of his body, I should say, whatever. She's got an arm fetish. And so he assumed he would just kind of sit there and be used as a tool or a prop. And it was all like all in, like they pulled him into the interview and they pulled him into the video and they gave him lines. And Goddess Marcy is just an amazing director. So, you know, it was nerve wracking for him. And then he's got an audience, right? He admires and respects all of these women. And he's over here practically making out with another woman and he's got an audience.
Which includes you.
Right. I was going to say, like, most importantly, his wife is watching. So he's stuck between like, doing a good job with the model and also respecting his wife, you know? And I was like, so we had to stop at some point, we cut. And I had to tell him like, look, honey, first of all, like, if you're uncomfortable with this, don't do it. And I was like, and second of all, this is really hot. Like, it's hot. Like, it was surprisingly hot to watch.
Well, here's the thing that popped into my mind. So we've, you know, especially in earlier episodes when we were kind of talking about other kinks and such, you've always said, well, you, Top, have been to kink parties and dungeons and things like that. And you kind of always felt like you didn't have that sort of experience. And I think even though this wasn't technically set up as a kink party, this is now that kind of experience for you.
It sure is. That's exactly right. Yeah. So it wasn't like we didn't like people. Like, I got a bunch of stupid messages of people asking me, like, did you get to eat out so-and-so? And did so-and-so eat you out? Like, and did you guys fuck? And was everybody fucking everybody? Like, it was just,
And you're like, for fuck's sake, you're viewing this on my foot page. What, do you think I went from zero to hooker in 20 minutes? No.
Right. And I tend not to fuck my friends on a regular basis. You know what I mean? So I'm like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? So, you know, just let me just clear that up. Like, there was no fucking involved. Okay. It was definitely arousing. It was definitely kinky and it was a whole lot of fun. And how do you expect not to feel some type of feeling when you're surrounded by a bunch of sexy people? Like, it's just, you know, filming and producing and you know, it's just all those women have great asses. And okay, so, you know, I'll go back to that. But yeah, so it was a little bit, you know, he was feeling awkward. It was a little bit weird for him, I think, because, you know, he's like trying not to be aroused, but, you know, he's getting aroused. Or is it even arousing, because now he has an audience? And, you know, as we all discovered, like, he's not, you know, he likes to be behind the camera. He's been obsessed with his videos and his cameras and all of his equipment lately, you know, and he's not.
Well, I mean, he's spent the first half of his Instagram and OnlyFans career with people obsessed with his equipment. Now he's obsessed with his equipment. I got puns today.
Yeah, but definitely a good time. Definitely a good time. And I think we both got the opportunity to come out of our comfort zone, and it was great. Like, there was nothing negative about it at all. So yeah, but it was so much fun. The girls are so much fun. They have this great way of making everybody feel comfortable. And, you know, it wasn't like we were all like drinking and partying and shit like that, you know? It was, you know, business. Of course it was business, but I got to hang out with a really great group of women. And, you know, Goddess Rhonda had said that she really loves the group photo sessions, because everybody has these great ideas and you end up doing different things. And, you know, and that's exactly what happened. And like, somebody happened to be sitting a certain way or at a certain place, and then all of a sudden another one comes over. And then before you know it, you've got this great picture and this great, you know, photo opportunity that came out of nothing. Like, it just manifested out of... Yeah, like
the one that's popping
out of
my head, just thinking back to what I've seen so far, I don't know how it came about. I don't know if somebody said, let's stage this, or it just happened, but there's the stairwell picture.
Right, yeah. Well, so Mr. Lift wanted sort of all the feet out on the, it was a great staircase, and he wanted all the feet kind of popping out, and he wanted us to sit like, you know, sort of taper, like one on top of the other, like on the steps. And they were very, very thin, and it just didn't work out. Like, his vision didn't work out the way that he wanted. And then, you know, before you knew it, somebody came to sit next to somebody else, and we were just chatting. And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody says, hey, put your foot over here and put your foot over here and lean up against this. And then before you know it, we've got this amazing, like, picture that was captured. And it just worked out beautifully. And it wasn't even planned. Like, it was so organic. I think that's why it works. I love when that happens instead of having it staged.
Yeah.
You know, and we did a bunch of the staged ones, right? Like, of course, we did a lot of those, but and that, I think, was so much fun. Just so much fun. Just getting to know everybody and coming up with all of these great things, like these great ideas, was so much fun. And I think that's what Goddess Rhonda was trying to say in her last, you know, when we were asking her about it. And I totally get it now. I didn't before, but I totally do now.
That sounds absolutely awesome. Wish I could have been a fly on the wall, but like I said, there's plenty of photographic evidence of it floating around. I'm sure there's photographic evidence of the maybe less than Instagram appropriate floating around in certain places that you... Why am I being coy? I'm sure it's on somebody's OnlyFans. You know, just follow yourself down the rabbit hole from the links we provide and through the different models, and everybody's got different pictures of different things that happen, and I'm sure there's more on everybody's OnlyFans or other paid platforms.
So, yeah. Yeah. On my husband.
This is potentially an opportunity to see a bit more any than you normally would.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely more. I'm going to tell you all about it, I think, after we take a quick break. But definitely, we all have shit on our OnlyFans that, you know, is not available. Like, I haven't even posted. I think I posted one picture on my Instagram, and I think I posted one on Twitter maybe, and I haven't posted anything else. So it's all going to be on my OnlyFans.
Awesome. So Well, don't go away. Listen to this little break, and when we come back, maybe Annie will give us a little more detail.
Hey, it's Rachel, host of Wine, Dine, and 69, a podcast about dating, relationships, sex, and self-love. Have you ever had soul-crushing anxiety waiting for a text after a date? Or have you had a sex question that you were too afraid to ask? Wine, Dine, and 69 is a podcast that covers it all, from dating to sex to relationships, both with partners and yourself. I talk to experts and ask all of the weird questions so that you don't have to. And I also talk to normal, everyday people to hear and amplify their personal stories. Check out Wine, Dine, and 69 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join me on this journey where we will learn, laugh, and explore. Let's keep talking.
Okay, and we're back. And so, yeah, you talked about awesome girls, energy, photos, Mr. Lift's arms, staircases. But this is all those toes. And I think what our audience wants to know, really wants to know, is whose toes were in your mouth or who got to put their mouth on those size 10s? Come on, let's appeal to our people here. Get to the meat meaty souls of the story.
This is the Oh Those Toes podcast. We definitely have to talk feet. Okay, well, you know, let's say the last time that Goddess Rhonda was here, we had a little bit of a photo shoot, and her feet were on my mouth, right? There was no worshiping, but her toes were like on my lips, and we took a couple pictures that way, and it was nothing, you know, weird or crazy, I should say.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't call our people weird. Come on, this is what we do.
This time around, there definitely was a lot of toes in my mouth. So now, let me just, before everybody starts to asking where are all those videos, we did not take videos. We did not do worship videos. I think we were just kind of going with the flow, and it just didn't go there.
And I'm thinking that's why I thought that this kind of had a kink party vibe too, because yeah, there was all the stage photos and the production and this, that, the other. And I'm not saying it was an orgy, but there was definitely some off the camera fun time in a sexy group dynamic.
There was, yes. I did get to, we did take a lot of photos with Goddess Rhonda's feet in my mouth. So I'm going to say those are the first, you know, toes that have been in my mouth. And at some point, and I don't know how we ended up here, all the women were on the couch and I was on the floor and all of the feet were on and in my mouth and on my face. Now, the only problem with that was, first of all, you know, the long nails are not my favorite. So I had a concern about that. And then also we'd been walking around everywhere. So there's slightly dust there. So there was no like foot smell. I can't tell you how the girls' feet smelled. And there was no like extreme softness to it. Just because we were all walking around barefoot. We had to dust off our feet and shit. There was a little bit of hesitation because none of us wanted dust in our mouth, right? But I did, you know, at some point, Phoenix Stacy says, hold it. Like I stuck out my tongue for one of the pictures, you know, and I don't normally do that, you know, because I feel like it's kind of, I don't know. I just don't like the pictures with the tongue sticking out. I don't know how anybody else feels about it. But for me,
you took one like that for pizza party.
Right. but not like the, it's like the, like they throw their hands up and they do the, I call it the Cardi B pose and shit, whatever. Okay. I digress. So, but I did, I stuck my tongue out for one of them. And then there was this whole like commotion about how long my tongue is. And I was like, yeah, I do. I have a really long tongue. And they were like, holy shit. And then it took a turn, you know, for something completely different. And they were like, stick your tongue out, like stick your tongue between my toes and put your tongue over here and put your tongue over here and put your tongue over here. And so at some point I ended up on the floor with my tongue sticking out and everybody just trying to pinch it with their toes, which was so much fun. I can't say that that was like super duper arousing for me, but the shit that was coming out of all of our mouths must have been super arousing for my husband because, like, you know, at some point somebody was like, man, I bet you could really eat pussy with that tongue. And yeah, I bet I could.
You're egging on that Instagram follower who asked you that question.
But yeah, so, you know, there was a lot of flirting going on, which is my favorite part of any meeting is the flirting. That's, you know, but I got to suck, you know, some toes and lick some soles, and it was so much fun. We've got a lot of great pictures. And
anyone return the favor?
My toes were in Goddess Rhonda's mouth, but not for too long. There was some tickling at some point too, because Phoenix Stacy had to see. She had to check. Her man is a tickling guy, so definitely very ticklish. Definitely caught off guard. And it was so much fun. It was just, you know. We just kind of went everywhere. It's hard to really like sort of give you a timeline or how it happened, you know, but yeah, there was definitely some toe sucking involved, and I'm sure the divas have sucked each other's toes plenty of times for plenty of customs. There was some massaging going on of the feet, you know, a lot of comparison of the feet. So it turns out Goddess Marcy is a size 9.5, she says. And her feet were significantly thinner than mine, but a little bit longer, like they looked longer. Mm. So I was like, wait, how could you be a 9.5 if I'm a 10? And she's like, oh, it's just because you're a 10 because you're wide.
Well, and that actually, is true. It's funny enough, right about contemporary to airing this, one of our previous guests, Mrs. Wicked, finally got some pictures on a Brannock device. Familiar with the term?
Is it the device that measures your
yes, your proper size? Shoe store shoe measuring. So okay. She wears a size 8. But she wears a size 8 because of the width of her shoe. On a Brannock device, she is a 5 extra wide.
Shut up!
But there's no such thing as 5 extra wides in common shoes. To get the fit, she has to go all the way up to an 8. But, you know, check out my page later. Yeah, proof of Mrs. Wicked's tiny yet insanely wide feet. Proportionally, her feet are wider than yours. Just they're a lot shorter.
Right, because they're a size 5, yeah.
They're actually 5 extra wide.
So I'm suspecting that I'm probably a 9.5 wide.
Yes.
Or maybe a 9 extra wide.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah. So Goddess Marcy is a 9.5 and I'm supposed to be a 10. And hers were just slightly, like her toes went slightly over mine. And I was like, wait, what's happening here?
And that wasn't just nail overlap?
No. Well, maybe. No. It wasn't. It wasn't. Because we're looking at the bottom. So.
Okay.
Yeah. No. She does have long nails, not as long as the other girls. But yeah, she does have long nails. So that was fun. I think, you know, my feet stood out like a sore thumb. That toe was looking super thumb like next to all those long nails for sure. But yeah, so there was massaging and there was, you know, some toe sucking and licking, and we had really nice discussions about the proper way to suck a foot. My husband in his shot got to worship Phoenix Stacy's feet, so you know he lost his virginity there too, because really the only feet that he's worshipped like that are mine. So that was a big deal for the girls.
Well, this is a big deal for the podcast. This is, you know, now when we get into an episode like this one where we actually talk about, you know, the pleasures of the feet, you've got perspective from the other side. you've got perspective from different people, and you've got perspective from being on the active side rather than the receiving side.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So in 100 words or less, what's your technique? Come on. You put that on our listeners once for them to describe their perfect technique. You got to be able to do the same.
Well, I know. Well, the thing is, there wasn't like crazy amounts of worship. So I didn't get to perfect a technique, so to speak. But what I did is I remember that Goddess Rhonda said she liked like in between certain toes, so that's where I went for, you know. So I'm a pleaser, apparently. Like, so, but yeah, so I say, so let's
we're
say
we're gonna start lining up the women for Annie's magic tongue,
you know. Here's the thing that I did though, right? So the girls wanted to see my tongue sort of pointed, right? Because that's when you can really see the curve of it. But when I flatten it out, I happen to have a really wide tongue also. So what I did is I started at the bottom of, you know, of the foot, of the heel, flattened my tongue, and then just licked all the way up to the toes. And at the end of the toes, I curved the tongue for, you know, I made a muscle with my tongue is what it is.
And then what, eventually tucked that in between whatever toes in between, went in between. Toes.
That's right. Yeah.
I've myself used that technique sometimes. I guess it's environmental or hydration based. You get 3/4 of the way up and you're like, oh, sandpaper tongue.
Well, especially if you're doing nylons. I mean,
no, even on bear.
Yeah. We had just had lunch. So I was like, oh man, my tongue is dirty. But, you know, we were definitely had a lot of water and stuff. So we were all hydrated and I didn't have
good. Such we, a know, problem. We know what we know Rhonda's opinions on hydration.
Right. Yeah, definitely. No. Yeah. So that was my little, you know, that's what I learned that day, which is. So I feel like my foot worship technique is going to be very much like my cock worship technique.
Oh.
So, you know what I mean? So like when I'm really going, like when I'm going to town on my husband and I really want to just take my time, like when I've told him, like, don't you dare fucking come because I really want to suck this dick. That's, you know, you start at the bottom with the big wide flat tongue all the way up to the tip, and then you pop that tip in your mouth, and that's what I did. I popped Rhonda's toe in my mouth and then sucked slowly up, which, you know, I got some really yummy noises out of that, so I'm gonna say I did a good job for my first time. But, you know, so let's talk technique a little bit because I need to work on mine and I need to practice that.
Well, so there will be encore engagements. That's good to hear. I think, and not necessarily on this exact train of thought, but just kind of prompted by it. I think maybe when the podcast is ready to go on the road, maybe a trip for both of us back down to the Divas house or to the Divas house for the first time. And, you know, record live from the Diva House one day would be an amazing trip for us and for the sake of the podcast.
That really would. Yeah, it would be an amazing trip. But yeah, so I should, you know, we should really ask our guests about their technique from now. Like that should be one of the things we talk about. We ask what's in their kink bag. We should also ask if they have any special like techniques that they'd like to share. Although,
well, the thing is, we've had so many women on the show and we don't necessarily expect that they're going to be doing foot worshiping or foot massaging or anything of that nature. And the guys we've had on the show have been sort of topic specific. So we've asked them about their techniques in whatever it is they do, the tickling or the giantess art guys, etc. Or the rope guys. But it's a great question, but we just haven't necessarily had the audience for it.
Or maybe we do ask our guests like, well, how they like their toes sucked. I don't think we do it with all of them, but we definitely ask that of our, especially our guest that session.
Yes, yeah. That's yeah. true. That we definitely have. So let's answer that question too. You said it was it Phoenix Stacy?
That had her toes worshipped by Mr. Lift?
No, I'm asking which one worshipped your feet.
Oh, that was the goddess Rhonda.
Oh, that was goddess Rhonda as well. Yeah, so what do you think of her technique?
Well, I mean, it wasn't
right. You said it was much more of like a staged for photos, just right, yes, put in yeah. her so mouth more than her actually.
Right, but she did. She did stick her tongue between the toes. Yeah, definitely. So I'm not a big fan of that. Normally, you know, like in general, but except for the pinky toe. So if you're gonna stick your tongue in my toes, I want it to be in between the pinky toe and the other toe, and that makes me have yummy noises for sure. Yeah. So, and then I, you know, which kind of reminded me of you a little bit, because there's the whole kissing of the toes, and that was really like, so I, you know, I guess I just like it kind of gentle. I don't like the aggressive, crazy, like you're fucking been starving for 5 days and you're finally eating a slice of pizza. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to just go.
Yeah. I find that style kind of comes into play more when the female partner's being aggressive and really just wants to shove her feet in your mouth. And then, you know, that's the sort of response to it.
Exactly. But yeah. We were all pretty sensual over there, and that really didn't happen. So it was all, just kind of easygoing, and, you know, everything was kind of a slight caress. It was very sexy. So whether you're into kink groups or not, whether you're into orgies or not, whether you're bisexual or straight or whatever or not, like being put in that situation is going to be it's erotic, it's sexy, it's sensual, and you know, and I will admit that I really enjoyed my husband, like watching my husband. I don't know, like I had the trophy husband and he was being worshipped, so to speak. And that was pretty cool. And somebody was like, one of my friends was like, oh, so you guys are like going to have threesomes now? And I'm like, no, like, no, that's not, we're not in an open marriage. We're not going to have threesomes. He's not a cuckold, like none of that shit. I'm like, but when it comes to collaborations, it was pretty cool to have that sort of energy going around. So yeah, it was fun for me. Zero jealousy. I got that question too. Like whether I was jealous or he was jealous. Of course he wasn't jealous. There's women at my feet. he only had one request, which was he wanted a booty and soles. That's his favorite pose. So he asked us if we would do booty and soles, and the girls offered to, you know, they were like, okay, like, do you want the clothes off? You want like panties only? And he was like, oh, if you guys are willing to do panties, like we'll do panties only. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, I don't do that. Like, I don't post that kind of stuff. And he's like, you said, come on. Like, I let the girls worship my muscles, you know? And I was like, all right. I was like, okay, but I'm not wearing cute panties. I'm wearing boy shorts, you know? And the girls were so stinking sweet, because they had like these lacy thongs and really beautiful underwear that they were all lingerie, they were all going to put on. And they were like, oh, well, you want to do boy shorts? Like, we can all put boy shorts on. So they all went and found boy shorts so that they could, you know, match me and my, you know, my long panties.
That also keeps a little, it keeps the distribution a little wider, you know, stuff that goes on the platforms that we're more normally on.
Right, yeah. So the pictures on the stair. So after that, I went to go put my, you know, my pants back on. They were like, no, just kind of hang out. Let's just chill in our panties. What's the big deal? And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, I'm good with that. I'm comfortable. I'm not uncomfortable. So we hung out in our boy shorts and our, you know, big panties the majority of the afternoon after that. It was like super fun. It was great. It was amazing. It was great. Like, it wasn't like crazy inappropriate, you know, just the right amount of inappropriate. Like, the pictures on the stairwell, that's where we were. We were all in our panties and like legs everywhere. And that looks really hot in pictures. Like, it comes across really, it's really awkward in real life, but in our pictures that came across really cool.
Yeah, so, anything where you've got sort of the tangle of legs and the viewer actually has to kind of trace them back to figure out whose is where and what always ends up being a great shot.
Yeah, it really was.
I got to work with more multiples so that I can shoot that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was. I think that's my favorite. I really like that. You know, everybody kind of gets to have their own pose and their own. Because no one told us how to pose. We were just like, you know, we just kind of all did our own thing. And there's a lot of great pictures like that. Goddess Marcy, of course, has this, like, she's, by the way, she's super tall. I mean, she calls herself an Amazon goddess, right? But it was amazing to see it in person. Like, she was so tall. And she just kind of holds you in her bosom and she gives these great, great hugs, like these never ending, super tight hugs. It's really sweet. And you can just feel the sweet energy coming off of her. It's amazing. It's amazing, actually. And so we were like, well, let's just put the tall one here, you know. So she like stood there and we're like, put your beautiful ass over these rails, you know. And so she like, Rhonda like kind of shoved her into the rails, which was super hot, by the way. And they were just kind of all tangled our legs around each other. And it was great. It was fucking amazing. I loved it. So, yeah, so that's, so that was my week. Yeah. I don't know that I got some travel coming up. I'm going to go see, an old friend that's having some issues. So that's going to be sort of the highlight of next week, but, you know, we'll see if that tops this or not this week or not. And definitely
coming up myself. Nothing that's really going to go on the air, unfortunately, just, you know, vanilla life stuff, but, I don't know. So are we going to, get back to and actually talk about, techniques here or
well I mean I've got a little experience under my belt now, but I think what I want to, you know, I want to go with what things I've heard from our followers and our listeners as to, and we talked about it briefly, right, in one of our episodes, you know, how to worship a foot. But let's really get into it. Like,
all right.
You've worshipped some new things.
Now that you've got a perspective, at least. Right. You know, yeah, let's retouch that subject.
I mean, let's talk about your worship, because you worshipped some new feet recently, not too long ago. Did you not?
Well, let's just head into a quick break, and then we can come back to that in just a quick moment.
Okay, and we're back. So before the break, you were stalling, but I was asking you if you'd had some new toes in your mouth recently.
Well, so I can say yes, but being the concert professional I am, I just don't have releases and clearances, so this situation can't be put on the air. I'm sorry. I think the most I can say was, you know, a couple couples got together and did what a couple couples might do when they get together.
Fucking sucks, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
I can say it was. And beyond that, my professional ethics don't prevent me from saying further about that particular instance.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to talk about your technique anyway. How about that?
Well, okay. That I can do. And so something you said earlier, and kind of the way we've compartmentalized, you know, you talked about foot rubs and you talked about foot worship, and they shouldn't be separated in my mind. You know,
well,
I think
I came across this article, and first of all, it calls it a dark art, which I thought was funny.
Yes. That makes me some sort of Slytherin house. I have to get my wand out for this.
The dark art of toe sucking. So this particular one is written from a submissive point of view. And they did mention that foot massage is a big part of foot worship. And a good foot massage is really important to sort of get the juices flowing.
Definitely a good workup and prelude, but also, you know, unless, and I did mention briefly earlier, unless, you know, she's going to just go on the offensive and shove her foot down your throat, which has its place and is a lot of fun. You're generally holding the foot. And if you're just kind of holding onto your ankle and then going to town with your mouth, it's kind of a disconnect. So the foot massage should kind of keep going during the foot worship.
So this person says that looking up reflexology tutorials could really help, because then you know where to massage. But also, of course, you have to read your partner, right? Because some people don't like certain things massaged or a certain way. But
right. And I've just thought that those reflexology maps are bunk. If they weren't bunk, they'd all match.
Right.
And but also, they don't. Even they if don't. They were, I mean, 3/4 of the stuff is like pancreas. I'm like, I'm not looking to make somebody's pancreas light up.
Level out my sugar.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm like, okay, thumb in the pancreas position, finger in the liver position, and a pinky or my tongue over on kidney. No, that's not what you got to throw 3/4 of that shit away anyway. And on those maps, you know, there's one tiny spot labeled genital. Well, everyone whose feet I've massaged and everyone whose feet I've licked and everyone who's and the slightly fewer of them who have come from it are going to tell you, it's not just one spot that's affecting the genitals.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. He did say that it's important to worship gracefully and not sloppily, which is like what I think I was trying to say earlier. Like graceful foot worship is much more arousing than the whole just sloppy dive in, you know.
Sloppy dive in isn't foot worship as much. It's a different dynamic. It's a different it's the same means, I guess, maybe. It's just a different mindset. It's, you know, this is all part of, in a sense, it's all part of a BDSM dynamic.
Whether if I'm going for if I want sloppy, like spit everywhere, kind of like, then I'm gagging you. You know what I mean? Like I'm shoving it in there and it's not about my pleasure anymore. It's about like, let me see how far into your mouth I can get this foot and, you know, make you gag me.
I will say if you're going for a foot worship on a nylon foot, getting a little more into the aggressive to build up some spit and some slop is helpful.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Once, because then you, and it's kind of weird because you go backwards because you can get into a little more of the sensual once you've got sort of the wet nylon, because then that adds a whole other dimension. Because if you're going with the soft, sensual, light, and you're with a dry mouth, there's a surface in between the foot and your tongue.
Right.
You need to kind of break.
Now it feels like you're licking sandpaper and shit.
It can be. But you need to, for lack of sounding goofy, for using sort of a physics technique, you need to break the surface tension on that.
Mm. Have you heard?
Once the nylon's wet, then the nylon moves with your tongue. So if your tongue's drifting up, the nylon's drifting half the distance, and there's all different things, the movement and motion and sensation and play.
I still haven't done any nylon foot worshiping. They just end up getting ripped off too fast. It's not enough time. So we'll have to work on that someday, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, well, you said, you know, the wet doesn't apply unless you're really, you know, I want to gag you with my foot. Well, there, take charge. Gag him with that foot. Get the soppy wet nylon. You're in charge. The nylon stays on and go that way.
Right. Okay.
Use that as your god moment. Use that as your goddess any moment.
So have you heard of the term shrimping?
I have. I feel like it's an older kind of 70s term.
I never heard that until I like found this article.
Yeah, so... and it's it kind of specifically defines toe sucking in a sort of the image, at least it puts in my mind, is the sucking one toe at a time.
Yes. Yeah. That's kind of what I got from it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I have heard the term. I just haven't seen it used since. I think the last time I saw it used was like a backroom DVD in the 90s. But I have heard the term. Yeah. It's fallen out of use to some degree.
So the way that they differentiate is they're saying that shrimping is different than foot worship, because foot worship obviously implies that there's a, you know, a dom submissive kind of thing going on. But there's an article that quotes a sexologist and a certified sex counselor.
Who's giving out the certifications in sexology? We need to get you. Put some letters after our name.
Yeah. I wonder with what you, as we always, need to do on that. Top
Toes, certified sexologist, master of foot worship, and doctorate in shrimping.
I love it. This one says you have to lick and kiss the tips. You have to go slow and soft, like oral sex, and then you can ramp up. And I'm going to say, the majority of the articles that I read, which, you know, there's a shit ton of articles out there on how to suck feet. Some of them, on things like on Cosmo, in the Cosmopolitan magazine, they have a shit ton of shit on foot fetish, different articles at different times.
You know, they're always about spice off your sex life with this, that, and the other. And by the time they got to the 90s, they ran out of vanilla things to spice it up with. So they had to come over into our world.
Well, they take a very vanilla approach to it. They're like, this doesn't have to be a dominant, submissive, you know, BDSM type of thing. It can actually be very sensual and blah, 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 whatever.
We've been saying that for how many episodes?
We really have, yeah.
I want to cut you off to back up, because you did say that the article on shrimping compared it to oral sex. And I'm assuming you're saying fellatio. In your description of the little bit of foot worship you did, all of the terminology you used to describe it and your frame of reference was basically fellatio. And I think some guys, you know, submissive or otherwise, kind of get afraid of that, because if you're saying, hey, sucking a toe is just like sucking a dick, they don't want to hear that. For me, I'm like, okay, I'd have to.
Yeah, but you suck clit too. You know what I mean?
Right.
A good oral session is going to have a good clit sucking regardless.
Right.
And the clit is like a little penis. It needs to be in my life, you can't just lick.
Yeah, I've done a good amount of clit sucking for sure. But in my life, I've done a shit ton more foot sucking than I have dick sucking. And I don't know that I could ask a male partner to compare the two. I don't know if my foot sucking technique helps me with my dick sucking technique. I think I just need to expand on that a little more to know.
Well, you just have to think of it as it's on a bigger scale. I mean, okay, so here's another tip that someone said to do. Swirling the tongue around the toe while sucking. So you've got massage going on the bottom, and then you've got, you know, you're sucking the big toe, let's assume it's a big toe, and then you swirl your tongue around it. I do that to the husband's dick all the time.
So I might use that technique, not necessarily so much on the big toe. Now take the three middle toes.
Okay.
Three toes in your mouth, especially being the middle ones, they're a little more slender, fit in very nicely. Tongue fits in between them. And I actually kind of like to do the full, well, it's more than a figure eight, because it goes wraps three and around and through and around. And there's so many
permutations. Like you're doing the infinity sign, like you're just.
But like an infinity sign with an extra loop, and then you can change direction. If there's, you know, there's infinite ways you can do that.
So
trace.
Your tongue is working. So the tongue is working while the lips are sucking.
And you know, there's empirical proof of the size and skill of your tongue. You'll have to ask people who experienced mine. I think we're on par. This is actually, welcome to the Oh Those Giant Tongues podcast. So yes, for me, the tongue is always working and the thumbs are still in motion. And something that got brought up and it sounded like a great revelation until I thought about it. I'm like, no, I do that. The fingers working on the top of the foot. People talking about the top of the foot being neglected in a foot rub. And I thought I might agree with that. And I'm like, no, I don't agree with that, at least in my own technique. I just don't even think about it.
Right. Because you're holding the foot.
You're holding the foot. And yes, with the thumbs, you're pushing and kind of doing half circles or whatever, or pushing down to up. The fingers don't have to actually make progress on the... It's kind of a weird way. They don't have to cover distance on the foot because there are four of them. Just kind of alternating which finger you're pressing with creates the illusion of motion and creates massage.
Or
then you can drag, and if you come from almost at the ankle joint on the top of the foot with your fingers and drag towards the toes and then bring it out to one toe, and that's great for like just relieving the muscle pressure, which gives you that nice noise.
Wow. Okay.
We like as you say, yummy noises.
I like to hear yummy noises. I like
who doesn't like to hear yummy noises? You gotta feedback is amazing.
Yes, yeah. Because if you've got a partner that's really silent, really quiet, you're not quite sure of where you stand. And that says a lot about, I think, our personalities in general, because I like to know where I stand with people. So I appreciate like blunt honesty. Not cruelty, but you know, I do appreciate blunt honesty. So if I'm like, I want my husband, like if I'm doing something and it feels weird or awkward, like I need him to be like, no, I don't like, don't do that. I don't like that. And then you could just move on to the next thing. He did. It just reminded me of something that I didn't mention earlier, if I can.
Sure.
While he was laying down and all the feet were on him. And I think if you have Instagram or Twitter, you've seen that picture where he's laying on the floor and all four of us have our feet on him. At some point I shoved my toes in his mouth and he was sucking my toes. Actually there's a video of it on his OnlyFans. It's like a 10 minute long video. So I had my feet in his mouth. I had my foot in his mouth. The other one was on his belly. I had my toes in his mouth. And Goddess Marcy pinched his nipple. And he has really big nipples because he had them pierced. And she pinched his nipple with her toes. Like, must have been pretty hard because he popped my toe out of his mouth. And was like, ah!
Yeah, but sometimes those little funny, one might call them sexual bloopers, are just great for the mood and things just, you know, I don't know. A comedian, I couldn't tell you who, but they went on a whole, they had a whole bit about how sex is got to be the stupidest thing. The faces we make, the idea of the position we are in to do so, it's like, it's silly. And if you can't recognize that it's kind of ridiculous, you're doing something wrong.
It really is. Yeah. But I think that's what makes sex so great is that you have all this intimacy. So it's not just you're exchanging juices and you're seeing each other naked and exchanging all of these, you know, touching all these intimate parts.
No, sometimes there's a smile and a laugh and a giggle too. And yeah. Spitting out someone's toe is intimate as well.
But I was like, which one of you did that? Because there was 8 feet on him, you know, and I didn't know what happened. Like, I just heard she pinched him and I was like, what, which fucking one of you did? But it was hysterical. It was really funny. And then he just like laid back down. I stuck my toes back in his mouth.
Keep on keeping on.
But apparently Goddess Marcy really enjoys nipple pinching. That's one of the things she likes to do with her feet is pinch nipples. So I'm sure there's some guy out there wanting a session with a dominant 6 foot. She's 6 foot two, I think.
Jeez, she's taller than me. 6 foot
one.
So she's dominant 6'1" or 6'2". Pierced, nipple pinching foot. There's a sub for every dom, and there's somebody out there who's like, please get me that phone number or Well, they can go to the show links and trace it and find her.
Yeah.
So what else does your Cosmo say about proper techniques and gripping and otherwise?
It says, or the dark arts? It suggested that if you want to learn... You know what? This wasn't a Cosmo. This was at the submissive guy's.
No, I'm joking website. About it being a Cosmo, but.
But I'm telling you, Cosmo has like three articles on it that I Googled super fast. But the submissive guy says that if you really want to master your technique on foot worship, you should watch lesbian porn. And because there's porn, lesbian foot worship is apparently much more elegant than when men do it.
Yeah, and I think you got to, it's got to actually be lesbian porn, not girl-girl mainstream. But I will agree, having run into both and therefore being able to tell the difference, yeah.
So do you like... watching foot worship, like, do you like having a woman worship another woman, or does that not do it for you?
I'm so ADD with what I like in porn. I think the most important thing is not being the same thing I saw last.
Okay, but... well, what if let's say that you're in this type of situation, you're at a foot party. Are you wanting to do the worshiping? Are you wanting to have feet in your mouth, or do you want to watch a foot job, or do you want to, like, what's the most interesting part of it for you?
Oh, God, it would be yes, 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 and yes. And the order would just kind of be based on the mood I'm in at that moment. It's kind of a switchy thing, or kind of a, you know, whichever catches my eye. I can definitely enjoy the voyeuristic aspect of, you know, girl-girl worship, girl-guy, guy-girl, foot jobs, whatever, or... you know, I don't think I'm going to want to watch that too long before I'm going to want to get somebody's foot in my mouth no matter what.
Right. So when you're scrolling through your Twitter, let's say, because, you know, we can't post shit on Instagram.
Yeah.
So you're scrolling through your Twitter. Are you stopping at the girl foot worship, or are you stopping at the guy girl worship, or...
you know, I think I'm more likely to stop at the girl, and I think the reason being, one, it's a little different. You know, I don't need to see a guy worship feet. I do it all the time. But two, and as your article points out, there's more genuine sensuality, I think, when it's girl on girl, because they do say that any sort of gay sex is a little more on point because the giver already kind of has a better idea what the receiver is receiving.
Right.
Did that make any sense?
No. Yes. Yeah. Boys know what boys want. Girls know what girls want. Because that's
gay men will always say that gay men suck much better dick than women because they have one.
I wonder if that's true.
I don't know. I'll get to that and tell you.
I do think that, like, especially in porn, I think that women definitely eat better pussy than men in porn.
Because they have one. Because they know what they're doing. And 98% of guys have no clue what they're doing. I think, not because we're all inherently morons, but I think you and I kind of popped it on the head earlier. They're not listening.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
If you slow it down and you listen, and you listen for the good noises, and then those guys who are half listening, they listen for the good noises and they just keep doing that.
Well, and they're stuck there.
Yeah. You know, and just keep doing that doesn't really work. I mean, yeah, there are women who just love being fucking jackhammered, but
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that most women don't like that.
Right.
I don't, yeah.
So everything, you know, my favorite, and we'll go back to the foot worship technique. My favorite technique comes out of something I watched on a Real Sex, if you remember that show on HBO. And he was showing it on an arm. He took his five fingertips, put them at the upper part of the lower arm, like up by the elbow, an elbow crease, coming down the forearm, right?
Okay.
And he said, I can drag my fingers this way and you'll feel it. But every nerve knows that it's right ahead of the nerve behind it. You expect it. There's no tension built. And then he said, I can do this. And he just rotated his fingers and then rotated them back as he dragged down the arm. He said, not one nerve knows what's coming next because it's not in line with the last one. That's tension.
Oh.
That can literally apply to any sex act. And I absolutely apply it to foot massage and foot worship technique. Do not be predictable. The more you come over here and give this, and then there's something going on over there, that's building tension.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. In cunnilingus. If you're just lap, 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 she's getting bored or desensitized. If you're over here doing the counterclockwise swirl and then all of a sudden coming up from the bottom or hell, I mean, put your whole fucking face into it. You know, penetrate with your tongue, rub the clit with your nose, just dive in. But then come back to something light. And then
there's nothing more boring to me than the lap, 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 lap.
So yeah. Think about your feet that way.
Yes.
If it's just the same two thumbs in the same position on your arch, up and down, no.
Yeah. Okay. Great, great tips for our listeners. We'll write a book someday, I'm sure.
We're going to have to come up with something better than lap, lap, lap. That doesn't look good on a page. We could talk about this forever and we barely scratched the surface and maybe we should just return to it in a week. But for now, I think we've stolen enough of your day. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm so glad that we got a chance to catch up with Eddie's exploits, even if it derailed us from the topic we thought we were going to do. Totally worth it. Totally, totally worth it.
Well, you know, I appreciate that the girls came all the way down here to see me. The reality of it is they didn't have any other things going on. Like they had a little session here and there, but it wasn't a big deal. Like they came here to see me. So I appreciate that. So be sure to follow them and keep up with their diva craziness via their
divasworld.tv on Instagram, which will also be in the show links if you're not good at remembering words. And that's at least in the core, that's Goddess Rhonda, Goddess Marcy, Phoenix Stacy, with guest divas all the time. Because we're going to be doing the first anniversary show where you get to be the guest. And as we get closer, the link to the Zoom to do it will start getting posted on our respective social media pages.
Yep.
And thank you as always for listening. Thank you again to our sponsor, Crowfoot Jewelry. And for those of you masturbating to our voices right now, especially hearing about those stories of any sucking toes for the first time and having your toes sucked, you're welcome.
Very welcome.